This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Monday, December 20th, second to last show of the year here before we go into some best of, some history specials, some other fun stuff. So plenty of options for your listening entertainment. But for right now, friends, we've got a lot to discuss. The COVID freakout is upon us big time. You got COVID cases exploding all across the country. European countries going into lockdown. A crazy weird statement from the White House over the weekend about all of this. Plus, Joe Manchin is a no on Build Back Better. The Democrats are almost as freaked out about that as they are about COVID. Kamala has a rough moment on a show with Mr. Charlemagne the God, and the Epstein trial of Ghislaine Maxwell seems like it's going to be coming to a conclusion soon. If I have time, we'll have more on that. So racked and stacked. But first off, they were wrong about everything when it comes to stopping the spread. You know that, right? They were wrong about stopping the spread. Protecting individuals against severe illness, that so far has held up, which is a good thing. But stopping the spread, we will have to get into why they are so wrong and how the entire Fauci edifice is crumbling around us in just a moment. For hardworking Americans, finding healthcare can be an expensive struggle. It can feel like you don't have any real choice at all. That's why I'm introducing our friends at One Share Health. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're a nonprofit dedicated to helping thousands of Americans find affordable healthcare and support their members' communities through charity and volunteer missions. Their ACA exempt programs are perfect for small business owners, the self-employed, or anyone who is just fed up with the broken traditional healthcare system. Don't worry about ridiculous Obamacare mandates or penalties. Get the most out of your hard-earned money with healthcare for just $115 a month for you or $239 for your family. Get $75 off your enrollment fee with promo code BUCK. Call 833-230-4455 now or go online to onesharehealth.com for a fast quote in seconds. That's 833-230-4455 now or onesharehealth.com with promo code BUCK for your special offer. Live well, pay less, see how much you'll save, and put the freedom of choice back into your hands. Okay, let's just take a moment to level set our discussion here. I think level set is in corporate speak now. They say, let's level set our expectations for this call. But let's put this in the proper context. Remember what they were saying to you Remember the kind of stuff that you were being told? The COVID montage of all montages. These are the things that were being said by the people who promised you they had the answers.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Wait a second. All of that was either wrong or they've changed their minds on. Can we just take a moment here, everybody? Can we take a step back? Hold on a second. That was Joe Biden. That was the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. That was the top of the top. You won't go to the ICU. You won't die. You won't spread it. That's all not true. And you're hearing them say it. I'm not making this up. I'm not misquoting. You heard them. And remember, they used what they said they knew to force shots into people's arms, to threaten their jobs, to threaten their basic day-to-day freedoms. They demonized people who did not want to go along with this program as anti-science. And now we see how much were they wrong on. How many times are they allowed to get this very, very wrong before people say, you know, we don't have to listen to them anymore. We shouldn't have to listen to them anymore. This is from the White House, official White House account. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this for the unvaccinated. Dun, dun, dun. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. Oh, my gosh. All the moral outrage in these words. You're going to infect other people. But wait, the vaccinated are infecting people all over the place. People who are vaccinated are getting infected and spreading this all over the place. I know personally now loads of folks who were fully vaccinated and still got COVID. And they got sick. They have symptoms. Now, they didn't go to the hospital or die, thankfully. But they're pretty sick. And if you're wondering who else, Elizabeth Warren, senator from the state of Massachusetts, she has COVID, fully vaccinated and boosted, has COVID. That guy who does the Kramer, I was going to say the guy who does that, wonk, wonk, stonks, buy them. You know, Jim Cramer, there we go. He is fully vaccinated, plus with a booster, which now is what they mean by fully vaccinated. And he has COVID. Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, fully vaccinated with booster. He has and is sick with COVID. How many people do you know got the measles vaccine and got measles? It's pretty easy. Zero, right? I mean, unless maybe one or two of you out there, but I can tell you, zero in my life. Never met anybody who got the measles after getting a measles vaccine. Right? How many of you? Okay. And how many of you know people that are fully vaccinated and got COVID anyway? Pretty much all of you, I'm sure, at this point. What's going on here? Well, none of this is really a surprise. If you take all of the Fauciite bullcrap out of it, what do we deal with year in and year out? Flu season, upper respiratory virus season, colds and flus. It is a constant in our lives. Now, there is a flu vaccine year in and year out. It's somewhere in the 40 to 60% efficacy range, depending on the year. And seniors and people at risk get that vaccine in large numbers.
but everybody else is kind of left to make their own determinations. There are young people who will get the flu. I had a friend, a otherwise healthy, beautiful 26-year-old woman, died of the flu out of nowhere a few years ago. This can happen. This can happen. It's a tragedy, but it happens, right? Now, we live with that reality day in and day out. We don't mask. We don't shut down. We don't lock down. We don't do all this stuff. Now we're looking at the entire edifice of Fauciism starting to crumble because what did they say? Everyone will get the shot, or enough people will get the shot that they won't be spreading it. You won't spread it to other people. Don't get it. Don't spread it. That was the phrase. That was the slogan. The problem is that's not true. There might be a reduction in spread, fine, but it's not substantial enough to stop spread, to prevent this from being a full-on wave. Friends, New York City right now has more COVID cases than it has ever had, ever in the history of the pandemic. Okay, those are the official numbers. Think about that for a moment. Now they're going to say, oh, it's Delta, it's Omicron. It's okay, yeah, but why did we ever think that we weren't going to get variants? Why did we ever think that we weren't going to be facing this? Look at what we deal with the flu every year. Do you get one flu shot and you're done? No, it's every year and it kind of works. And we had this technology all along to stop the flu entirely. We just weren't using it. Tens of thousands of people die of the flu every year. No, we actually don't have the ability to entirely stop respiratory viruses altogether at once and live normal lives. We don't have that. We've seen this. And yet here we are now being told that it's the fault. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And they're trying to get even more extreme with the restrictions they're putting on people. New York, California, New England, Illinois. These places are out of their minds, out of their minds. And there's so much here to expose the dishonesty. I mean, why aren't we reading all these stories about how, oh, we let up too soon and we weren't taking the virus seriously in New York or in California? Well, California is not getting hit as badly as New York is right now. I mean, New York is in the absolute maelstrom of COVID. But a lot of people have gotten vaccinated, which means that they're protected at a pretty good level from hospitalization and death. Now, there are still, unfortunately, a pretty large, we don't know all the numbers yet, but a pretty large percentage of folks who are fully vaccinated, who are older and at risk, who are still succumbing to COVID. That is also a reality, depending on which hospital system you talk about. 25%, 30%, maybe even 40% are in the hospital and are fully vaccinated. Now, I also hate this term fully vaccinated because there's no such thing anymore. You're never fully vaccinated because you're always in a series of vaccinations. It's an endless process now. That's what we have been forced into. That's what you're supposed to sign up for now. These people who put all their faith in Fauci and their masks were wrong. It did not stop the spread. Now they're going to keep falling back on, oh, but look at what it does for hospitalizations and death. Yeah, that's true. But that is a personal decision, right? If you've decided, and also they leave off natural immunity to all this too. So if you're naturally immune, they treat you like you're some reckless health monster when the science actually says you are less dangerous to be around right now, less dangerous than a person who has never had COVID but is vaccinated. Facts. That's right. Hashtag facts. This is reality. But they ignore all that because it's hard to make a policy that suits them with it. So they just pretend like those who have natural immunity for some reason don't count. They don't have any answers for this other than to say it prevents you from getting hospitalized and dying, which is largely but not entirely true, meaning it's not true all the time. It's still good. I still think anyone who's at risk should get it. And I think that this is a moment where people should take a little gut check. You know, if you are at high risk, if you're 74 years old and, you know, you're about 40 or 50 pounds overweight or more, you know, maybe the shot, the risks of the shot are substantially less from what the data seems to show than getting COVID. So take it seriously, right? I mean, I think people should, but notice that word should, not must or else, should, who are at high risk. Getting 5-year-olds the shot is lunacy. 15-year-olds, lunacy. people even in their 20s and 30s mandated to do this. It's insane. The mandates were always the problem, the overreach. And it was all built on promises that they are not keeping because they were wrong. Remember, the way they justified the mandate is not this is for your protection. It was always this is for other people's protection. But you can still get it and spread it. So how exactly are you protecting other people? Oh, now because there's a short-term reduction in getting and spreading, that's enough to mandate shots for everybody? That's a pretty terrifying precedent. And let's all understand that means mandatory shots for the flu must happen. All kinds of mandatory shots must happen. Oh, you don't like it? You don't want the side effects? You have a different, you know, they have imposed themselves on people's individual health choices based in either what is wrong or what is a lie in so many cases. Don't let them evade it. I know they'd rather talk about the Senate and Joe Manchin because they're so upset about Joe Manchin. We'll get to that. What did Joe Manchin do? Oh, Joe Manchin is the Grinch who stole Christmas. Oh, it's so sad. 20 years ago at this time, the nation was reeling from the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil. We lost 2,977 people on September 11th, 2001. Now, in the face of horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. Those heroes were part of the war on terror, America's response to 9/11. They fought for us, but never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever on Veterans Day in a new annual ceremony. Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. The foundation's season of hope runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Joe Manchin's so mean. Why won't he let us be the socialist commies we want?
Well, too bad. Too bad, libs. Cry more, libs. Rough day for them, I know. Wrong about everything. They're not getting to spend us into oblivion. What a shame. Here's the senator from West Virginia telling them all, I'm out. It's not happening. And he is out, apparently, for now. We'll see what he says.
I've always said this, Brett. If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no. On this legislation, I have tried everything I know to do.
Oh, no. Oh, the libs are so sad. Why are we so sad to be libs right now? Because we can't spend all the money that is not ours, but we take from the people. Oh, so sad, libs.
Yep. It's a rough day for them. Little babies crying.
Oh, so sad.
Because they're not going to be able to spend all. It's amazing how quickly they turn on our whole system, too. They're like, is Joe Manchin the president? You're hearing this for the moment. Is Joe Manchin the president? No, that's not how this works. Right? The president does some things, and the Senate does other things. And they love to say, you know, Bernie will say, why is one senator able to prevent people from getting what they need, the health care and blah, 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 socialism, socialism? It's like, it's not one, it's 51 senators. That's the whole system we have here, folks. 51. They did not have a mandate for this. The American people did not vote for Joe Biden to be Bernie Sanders without the accent. I'm sorry, that's not how this was supposed to go. They did not get the votes necessary to pass this kind of an agenda, and they don't have the votes necessary in the Senate. So what's the big problem? What's the big deal? Well, they're not getting what they want, and they're libs, what they want, and they're crying about it, which is what they do. And this means now, what exactly has the Biden administration achieved in year one? What has the Biden administration been able to do? Yes, there's not very much. Not very much at all. It's been a disaster. Everybody knows, in fact, the Biden administration, the Biden regime so far, is a disaster. But the good news for Joe Biden is that there's something even more disastrous. Kamala Harris. And we'll hear Kamala's latest unforgettable moment in just a second here. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. You got wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. And HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/buck right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's B-A-M-B-E-E, Bambee.com/buck, B-A-M, bam to the B, B-A-M-B-E-E.com/buck. Kamala Harris is a gift to Joe Biden insofar as no matter how incompetent or absurd he may seem to the American people who have their eyes open and are paying attention, Kamala's always worse. She always has people around her you can tell are terrified that she's going to go off script and say something she's not supposed to. They always feel like, oh my gosh, are we going to have another awful soundbite where she sounds out of touch? And the answer, of course, is yes. This was on the Charlemagne the God show. And this is Kamala Harris on that show, Vice President Harris on that show. And Charlemagne asks, who's the president, Joe Manchin or Joe Biden? Now, let me just say, this isn't really a question that makes much sense to me, although I give Mr. The God credit for asking a real question of Kamala Harris, right? So he's pushing back, so he gets credit for that. But yeah, I mean, Joe Manchin's in the Senate, Joe Biden's in the presidency, in the Oval Office. They have different jobs. So saying, is Joe Manchin the president? Well, no, but that doesn't really make any sense. I think what he's saying, though, is Joe Biden can't get crap done. What the hell's going on here? Which is fair. That's a fair question. And that's what he's getting at. So hat tip to Mr. The God. But here is Kamala responding to him. And here's how that goes.
Who's the superhero that's going to speak against Joe Manchin? No. I want to know who the real president of this country is. Is it Joe Biden or Joe Manchin?
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I don't think the vice president can hear you. It's Simone. I'm so sorry, Charlemagne.
She can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Madam Vice President?
Okay, so I'm sorry. You got a rap? Oh. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're acting like they can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, so who's the real? So who's the real president of this country? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden, Madam Vice President?
Come on, Charlemagne.
I really.
Come on. It's Joe Biden.
I can't tell.
No. It's Joe Biden, and don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president.
Do you think Joe Manchin is a problem?
And it's Joe Biden, and I'm Vice President, and my name is Kamala Harris.
Thank you for that, Kamala. It's really helpful reminder in case anybody didn't know. Let me say that Mr. The God here is making an astute point insofar as he recognized the game that the people around Kamala are trying to play with. Oh, we got to go. We can't hear you. Oh, what's that? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Oh, we got to go. They were trying to bail on an interview question that they didn't want asked. They were trying to bail on Kamala responding, and they got caught. And then she got all, you could tell I got to make it look like I'm in command here, like I know what's going on. And that's why she gets kind of huffy about the whole thing. But they tried to pull Kamala out of the interview before she answered that question because they knew that her response was going to be weak. They can't protect Kamala from Kamala, folks. They can try. It's not going to work. We're going into the end of this year wondering who really is running the Democrat Party and who's going to be the nominee the next time around. But getting a bit ahead of ourselves on that one. As always, thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out the Buck Sexton podcast. Please tell somebody about it over the holidays. Be like, oh, you got to check out this guy Buck's podcast. It's better than the other podcast. Check it out. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.